Italian painter, sculptor, architect, musician, engineer, mathematician, and scientist, Leonardo da Vinci was one of the greatest intellects in the history of mankind. He had this to say about balance. Every now and then go away. Have a little relaxation, for when you come back to your work, your judgment will be surer, since to remain constantly at work will cause you to lose power of judgment. Go some distance away because the work appears smaller and more of it can be taken in at a glance, and a lack of harmony or proportion is more readily seen. When a man such as Leonardo da Vinci gives advice, I, for one, am willing to listen with fixed attention. He has been called by many historians the man with the most inquiring mind of all time. Now that's quite a compliment. His accomplishments were prodigious, and he is often credited with being the initiator of the Renaissance, which moved man out of the Dark Ages. Leonardo saw mystery everywhere and delved deep to understand it. He studied the earth, sky, and the heavens. He recorded the movement of stars and drew up plans for flying machines 400 years before the first airplane. He was an architect and a consummate artist who plunged into the study of nature and human personality. His portraits of faces were more skillful than had ever been seen before or since, embodying a reality that captured every essence of his subjects. His The Last Supper has had volumes of books written on the magnificence of this one painting alone. There was no subject that escaped Leonardo's inquiry, and in his advice regarding balance, he offers you a tool for your own creative outlets as well. It seems to me that highly productive people have a great sense of balance and harmony in their lives. They are thoroughly familiar with pacing and knowing when to retreat and clear their heads of the immediate concerns. The key word here is balance. To avoid being consumed by anything, you must be able to walk away from it. In the process of walking away, you begin to see your work or your family or your project from a perspective that appears smaller, according to Leonardo. The great Renaissance master is telling us to let go, relax, don't try so hard. Remove the struggle and allow our natural divine guidance to assist us. He says, have a little relaxation, for when you come back to your work, your judgment will be surer. One way to do this in today's world is to learn to meditate before you undertake any serious pursuit, be it a plan for a business meeting, a job interview, giving a lecture, or painting a portrait. The very act of allowing yourself to go into a meditative state will improve your efficiency enormously. In the past 10 years, I have never gone before an audience without first spending a minimum of an hour, usually more, alone in a state of meditation. What I find in that state, particularly when I emerge from my relaxing meditation, is that I can walk out on the stage or pick up my pen with a sense of confidence that I am connected to a higher part of myself that knows no fear. I become an observer of myself doing the work, and everything seems to flow as if the hand of God is guiding my tongue or my pen. In the process of getting some distance between yourself and your work and relaxing into that space, you are inviting divine intervention into your activity. The less stress you place on yourself to accomplish or complete, ironically, seems to give you the power to do just that. Balance is what Leonardo da Vinci encouraged us to have in our life, regardless of our pursuits. By all means, get involved in your activities, but try to enjoy them for what they are, rather than the final outcome.